Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is it your understanding that the concept of the ball surviving the ground was supposed to be gone as of 2018? Is that the way you understand that?
No, I mean, these are plays that, you know, we look at plays in the offseason. Officials might bring in 20 plays and say, okay, these 10 are catches, these 10 aren't. And I think we all kind of sit in the room, and I don't think there's a consensus on, oh, yeah, I see that, or, you know, they're close plays, and it's hard to reach a consensus on a lot of plays. What the rule is and what you actually see on the video that they show, sometimes not clear to everybody what exactly it is we're seeing.
Well, come on and let me know. Should I stay or should I go?
Almost as comforting as the kid at Staples being able to determine whether you should be on the no-fly list or not, Curtis. Bill Belichick. Even Bill Belichick does not know what a catch is in the NFL. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, officials. Well, thanks, rule committee.
The officials don't know because there's no similarity to calls from game to game, week to week.
Mm.
I mean, yeah. It's so frustrating because what should be this very, fun moment, you know, a guy catches a touchdown pass. Everybody has to hold their breath for 10 seconds to wait and see if there's going to be a replay on it.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, like, you watch the game. I always go back to this. Never underestimate man's ability to ruin a good idea. Like, this was something we implemented, the replay, to avoid a clear play where a receiver gets 1 foot instead of 2 feet in, or a clear play where a quarterback dives for the end zone and lands at the half-yard line.
Right.
This was none of those things. There was nothing that needed to be corrected. Nobody on either team in the aftermath of that touchdown catch said, oh, better get a second glance at that one.
Doesn't it kind of ruin the game, too? It ruins the viewing experience. When you're watching and you get all hyped up about everything, now we have to be looking over our shoulders waiting to see if some wild call is gonna call it back.
It's not the intention was that if there was something, if there was evidence that showed the call was wrong in an egregious way, then it would be overturned. There wasn't that evidence. That was, you know, you could flip a coin and call it either way. If you're not even supposed to be making, again, the review of it is not, my understanding is the review of it is not supposed to be to determine whether the ball ends up being caught or not, or whether the ground is causing the ball to wobble. The you're looking at it from a perspective of, all right, the call was made. They called it a catch. Is there anything that shows us that is there overwhelming video evidence that should overturn it? And there was not.
Irrefutable visual evidence is what's required. And this is not simply a Patriots thing. Like, of course the Patriots have benefited from calls in the past. That has nothing to do with what happened in that game. And what made it worse was that you had the house organ in the booth saying, it's clearly an incomplete pass. Like, it was many things. It was not clearly incomplete.
Absolutely an incomplete pass, guys.
Wow. Like, of course not. Why did, instead of saying, wow, Tirico, say, no, idiot, it's not. Wow.
Yeah, I mean, I get it, and I appreciate this about Bill. He's going to tell you, he's going to harump his way through and tell you that doesn't matter. They should have won that football game, but I mean, Vikings went on to score, well, they scored 10 unanswered points after that, right? I mean, that changes the game, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Of course it changed the game. And the Patriots don't have a leg to stand on because they allowed a touchdown on a kick return. And, you know, there's many mistakes they made. They could have won the game after that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure Bill is saying the same thing. I don't think he's saying that we got screwed. But in that specific play, they were screwed.
No, I mean, you brought it up, and I'm sure you guys talked about it Friday and Saturday, but you finally get a good – I mean, Shime won't give it to him, but you finally get a good game from Mac Jones in the offense, and the defense puts up a bit of a stinker.
That was my lead on Friday. Mac Jones was awesome. Defense may not be as good as we thought it was.
Oh, you said awesome.
Yes, I said not only did I say awesome, I said Mac Jones was awesome, excellent, and exceptional show.
So what happened? He was a blind squirrel who found a nut on Thursday night. Is that what happened?
No, I'm just saying he had a great game. But
I mean, you're a noted Mac hater.
Sure am. Needs to be replicated, though. You need to replicate even a semblance of that.
He threw for over 300 yards in that game.
Yes, and I gave him full credit for it. He played a nearly perfect game. That was the best game of Mac Jones's career. Good for him.
There are two quarterbacks playing this Thursday night. One has thrown two interceptions in his last five games, and one has thrown seven.
And how many touchdowns have they both thrown?
Which one would you rather have on your team?
Yeah. I mean, and let's talk about the games before that.
If I were comparing apples to oranges,
yes, exactly.
I mean, at this point in the development, I mean, Josh Allen is ahead of Mac Jones by a couple of years.
In his second year, he was better than Mac's second year. But either way, this is what you do. You put this in such a in a corner where we have to rip the guy. Mac played great, and the Thursday night for the first time in a while, all the pressure is on the defense.
Yeah.
And Bill was trying to get ahead of that with us when I told him about the lack of punts, and he immediately went back to the first series of the game. They punted, but they faked it. Yeah. I mean, come on. This is going to be a massive game for that defense. Because
Curtis,
tell me another team that has that performance twice to end a season against a division rival, one of the games in the playoffs, and there are no changes to the defensive coaching staff. None.
And it's not like you could catch a break in the division either. Like, you're not getting a break from anybody.
Right? No, that's the biggest difference.
It's so tight.
And that's the thing that has changed so much in the last 10 years that you look at this schedule and they always beat the Jets, right? The Patriots always beat the Jets, but they still, the last six games, they have to play three really good divisional games that if they have to sweep them at this point,
mm-hmm.
You have to go 3-0 against two Bills games, one Dolphins game to get into the playoffs. That isn't an easy ask.
Yeah.
No. And the idea that it used to be the old Bills, the old Dolphins, it was an easy one. You'd go 14-2, 14-3. But now it's so much more difficult because the division is so much difficult.
And it all goes back to, maybe the defense can stop them. But I still think that Josh Allen can put up, 20, 30 points. Can Mac Jones consistently, week after week, put up that many points? We haven't seen that.
Well, the Dolphins can too.
Right, of
the
course,
Dolphins
yeah.
can too. So we got to see, Mac Jones is going to have to put up 90 points in those three games, minimum.
This is Eric from Lubbock, Texas. Hello, Eric.
Yeah, good morning, folks. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving.
Yeah, it was awesome. How was yours?
It was solid. I mean, good. It's Lubbock, Texas. Nothing's great down here.
up and at it.
Well, nobody from Lubbock is listening to me now, so I can say whatever I want.
Yeah. Oh, I think we lost the signal from Lubbock, Texas. Huh. That's too bad.
Oh, here we go.
Wait, Eric's back. Eric,
here you go.
Yeah,
I'm right here.
What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to say, last couple of years, instant replay continues to ruin the NFL game. It should be, if the officials are going to go look at something, if they can't make a decision within a minute, it's done. I mean, the call on the field is supposed to stand, and if they can't make a decision within 60 seconds, then you stick with it and you move on. The fact that they want to slow everything down and pixelate it to where did it move, did it not move, was the elbow down, was the knee down, did the ball move, all of this stuff, the fans in the stands don't really care. The fans watching the game on TV care. Mm-hmm. They just want to move on and keep the game moving.
Yeah.
And this isn't happening at this point.
All right. I wouldn't say instant replay is ruining football. I mean, I wouldn't go so far as to say that, but There needs to be, you should not be altering the game based, the call is made on the field, and there should be overwhelming evidence to overturn it.
And well, that's the definition. I'm not creating that. You're not creating that. When they did this, it said what the call on the field was would require irrefutable visual evidence to overturn.
Right.
None of that existed.
The guy's right there. I mean, that's a, I mean, otherwise you might as well just go robots. Like, if you're not gonna take the human element as an important part of it, then just bring on the robot uprising.
My cousin Ryan said the same thing watching the game. He said, just have GD robots out there.
Did you and Santo think about getting one of those robot dogs?
Yeah, we considered it, but then said, no, you know what? I like a good puppy kiss, so robots can't do that.
Gambling. This is all gambling. Can we say that? This is all happening because of gambling? That's the reason why we're dealing with this on a daily basis.
How does that make any sense?
What do you mean?
How does this, anybody invested in the Patriots, this would have hurt their betting.
Not the same way. But I'm saying is this video replay, these issues that we have is because they need to get it right because they've had a deal with the devil to gamble, to have people watching fantasy football, the people having the over in the second half, the over in the third quarter.
See, if that was the case, though, they would be reviewing every penalty. Like that Mac Jones face mask that wasn't called would have been called.
We're going to get there. We're going to get there. You're going to have to because there's going to be lawsuits. There's going to be people that lost $100 and I shouldn't have lost $100 because you guys missed this call. We're in a slippery slope right now. This is what's happening.
As someone who gambles all the time and who has been backdoor covered and left, right, and center on those stupid lateral plays that end up touchdowns and things of that nature, they're not going to start reviewing penalties and stuff like that. This isn't gambling. As someone who's lost a lot of money to Vegas, this isn't gambling related. I can assure you that.
Oh, it's gambling related.
I agree with Razor.
Yeah, you do. 100%
it is. 100% it is.
Of course. Yeah. The more pervasive and the more in bed the league becomes with gambling, the more they have to ensure that the product reveals the proper result.
Because all it takes is one bozo to go on Twitter and say, this is corrupt just like FIFA. To have the NFL scrambling, to have one referee's cousin make $100 on a call that doesn't get made properly.
Right. Anybody
to
heard
come
from,
out?
Anybody heard from Calvin Ridley? The guy's been in witness protection since he put a bet on a parlay.
No,
and
exactly.
And Courtney's husband, Santos, sued Costos for the Notre Dame
trip.
There you go.
All right. It is a Patriots Monday. Boomer Esiason coming up at 9. Before that, though, we will get to They Said It. Next, here's Courtney and what is trending right now.
Your home of the Sox. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. It's a Patriots Monday. The Pats lost to the Vikings 33-26, and we caught up with Bill Belichick already this morning, bright and early. We asked him about Bill O'Brien after reports are that he's fielding NFL options. Here's what Bill had to say.
I haven't talked to Bill in a little while, so I don't know, I wouldn't really want to comment on his situation. I think that's something for him to comment on.
So didn't want to comment on it. They haven't spoken in quite a while. And if you missed that entire interview, you can find it on the Odyssey app. Coming up, we'll talk with Boomer Esiason at 9 a.m. And are we going to do a replay right here?
What?
Content replay for Bill?
Right here?
On this show?
On this show.
Yeah. Right here on this show. That made sense.
I don't know if we'll do a rare content replay.
Well, you
got to
let the people know.
I don't know if
they're on the edge of their seat.
That's up to Curtis. If what? Curtis wants one, we get one.
I believe that we should play it. I'll trim it down a bit. But yeah, in the 8 o'clock hour, you'll hear from Bill Belichick. Let me tell you, the meaning of life is somewhere in the interview.
Agreed.
All right. Bill O'Brien, is he only going to take HC gig or is he willing to be an OC somewhere?
I don't think he's done that great of a job with Alabama to get him into a position where he would be a hot commodity. So I would say a year or two as an OC would be a wise move.
And there were reports that he was talking with Georgia Tech about their head coaching position. I know it's college, but money is there for head coaching there, and he didn't want it. So
yeah, why would he take an NFL job at this point? It is like why not take an 8-year cushy
college gig
and hang out.
Well, he did that at Penn State, and I think he might have. I don't know. The college game.
Like he's getting to an age of like where it's just why bother? He's 53 years old.
Yeah, I mean, I just think the NIL thing has corrupted that in a bit. So maybe it requires more work than it used to. I don't know. I have no idea.
Don't forget, also, the 50s are the new 30s. I don't know if you know that or not, Razor.
Of course, which is another reason why you should hang out in college.
Oh, God. Coming up on EEI, Gresham Keefe will talk with Hunter Henry and Lawrence Guy or Matthew Judon and Merlone Fourier and Mega will catch up with Mac Jones. At the 99 restaurant, there's always something to celebrate, like the turf and triple the surf. Visit your local 99 and celebrate with the new sirloin and seafood trio. The 99 restaurant's always the real deal. That's what's trending. Here is Curtis with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. 50 degrees in Boston. Partly cloudy skies. The high is 56, and it's going to get a lot cooler this afternoon.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.